Jiggs thought about this for a moment. Then he gave the Hogmaid an icy glare.
See here, Mom. I've seen creatures thrown overboard for remarks like that. It's blooming mutiny, you know.
Midda nodded as if in agreement.
I know what you mean. My pa's a Gowsum Logalog, and I've seen him do the same to awful singers.
Every beast aboard laughed heartily. Life had suddenly become good for them after so long. Apart from keeping a weather eye out for high-sided banks, there was little to do. The fast downstream current meant they did not have to row or punt. Diggs, having promoted himself to captain, steered with a paddle from the stern. The rest took their ease, allowing the cold water to run through their pores, watching speckled trout through the clear stream. Ambrovina judged Midda to be the young one's leader. The badger maid spoke to her.
I suppose it were a lot worse than that island, being held underground in those caves.
The Gowsum maid turned her face to the sun, closing her eyes, enjoying its summer warmth.
It was all bad, being held prisoner, in the caves or on the island, until you and Diggs rescued us. I can't thank you enough, Ambry.
After a brief silence, the badger maid continued.
When you were taken prisoner, did you chance to come across a young otter? His name was Flando.
Midda did not speak. She opened her eyes, letting the tears run down her face. She nodded. Ambrovina felt a sudden sadness like a leaden weight pressing on her heart.
He's dead, isn't he?
Midda wiped the back of her paw across her eyes.
Flandor was murdered by the Sable Queen. He was trying to defend us. I'll never forget him. He was a very brave otter. Did you know him, Ambry?
Ambrovina stared at the passing fields and woodlands, radiant with bright summer. She sighed deeply.
I was searching for him. Flandor was my only friend.
Diggler, who had been using the huge badger maid as a hill, clambered over her shoulders and stared into Ambrovina's deep brown eyes as they softened with unshed tears. The mouse babe placed a tiny paw on each side of the big striped muzzle.
Don't you not cry now, us all your mates.
Ambrovina was a very large creature, so she took special care as she hugged Diggler.
Thank you. I couldn't wish for nicer friends.
A nautical shout from Diggs broke the spell.
Avast and ahoy, ye lubbers! There's the place a-hoving up on our port starboard.
He pointed.
On that side, with the tall rocky bank. Now listen, crew. This good vel mum is called Mumsy, so I want you all to call out to her, jolly loud. Right. One, two.
Mumsy!
The young ones bellowed at the top of their voices. Suddenly, there she was, standing on the high bank top, waving a tablecloth.
Ah, sure, and doesn't that sound like young Tupgut Diggs? So now, I see you've brought company for tea with Mumsy. Young'uns and babbies are always welcome at my old fireside for a sup and a bite. Corks and cloudbursts! Will you look at the size of that fine badger maid? Faith and mercy, don't eat me out of house and home, miss, will you?
Ambrovina cheered up, waving back to the waterfall.
I'll try not to, Mumsy, but I can't answer for Diggs.
Inside their comfortable dwelling, Mumsy sat the young ones down. Rubbing her paws gleefully, the waterfall addressed her guests.
Sure, and it does me old heart good to see such a grand lot of babbies. Just ye bide here while Mumsy fixes up such victuals that'll put a shine in your eyes and a sheen to your fur. Miss Ambry, you too, Diggs. I've got news to report, so listen careful now.
Diggs and the badger maid paid attention to Mumsy as she began chopping nuts into honey for a pie filling.
Buck and Django were here with their crew, but they got word that the ravaging vermin were marching on Redwall. Aye. The full shebang of the villains. So your friends didn't wait about. They went off at the double. I think they were trying to beat that old Zwilt and his rascals to the abbey. So you'd best be on your way if you wish to help him out.